Ne var ki?
Ben de
Gerçekten. Meeting is called to order. Public comment.
It's literally the special in Washington that we depend on any federal funds here. Maybe,
Hi, friend.
no, because our FEMA grant has already been paid to the state. The state manages our grant, so the federal exchange of money has happened. So now, unless we're worried about the state office, it's like in the state. That's it. I mean, the FEMA stuff. I don't think we have other federal funding, do we? No,
No.
not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. Jonathan has to catch up. So let's go to four. Discussion on application for revenue enhancement note.
What is that? That's
Revenue anticipation note.
Oh, of course, I know what that
Yes.
is. Duh. Yeah.
In
Yeah.
order to in order for us to get the FEMA money,
Right.
we have to spend the money first and
Right.
then get reimbursed. So we need to have extra cash.
Are we ready to go out to bid
Yeah.
on the project?
Yeah. We're ready to start with the all the exterior stuff and the generator. And we're
Is
moving
somebody
toward the
writing up the
interior.
specs? Yes.
Yes.
As
Yeah.
Joe's getting the quotes,
Yeah.
and we're going to get
Right.
the specs from
So
Rowan.
we want to do it. So we want to do it soon. But before we do, we want to make sure that we
You
have
know,
the
I've got to
money.
put together the legal portion of it.
Right. Okay. But we just want to make sure that we have the money
To start. But
in hand before we
we
send
can't
out the
get the
bid.
money before we have a bid.
I beg your pardon?
We can't get the money before we have a bid. We don't know how much to get.
This is, yeah, we do. I mean, we know rough. I mean, we were just thinking of a bulk amount. What are you thinking? I mean, we were just thinking of like $200,000 just to have, just
To
for
start.
a running total, because we're going to be having these
But if we're
projects.
not ready to go on the job, we're going to waste time.
We'll be paying
We're
interest
paying
for time when
interest
we don't need the
on the
money.
rent. So from the day we take it,
Yeah, got it. Okay. So
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 if we
let's
can if so
postpone.
why don't we do so why don't we do this then? So why don't we get all the specs together and you do your thing, and then
Let's get everything ready to go
I
out to
would,
bid. And at that
right.
point, because
I
once
mean,
you go out to bid, you want to have the money.
I would like to be able to go out in the next month.
Get me what you
So,
have.
yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay, so then let's put it on the agenda for
Put it
Fe
on for
move this
next
to
month. Yeah.
February
So that
meeting.
way we'll at least know how much we should get.
Okay.
Okay, so that means that we can't start until next month.
Well, we couldn't anyway. I mean, in theory, it takes time to go out to bed and go through that process. So, but
Several weeks,
yeah,
yes.
but yeah, I'm very eager to get boots on the ground on this.
And for outdoor work anyway, you're not going to be able to do it
Yeah.
until the spring, right?
Well, we were hoping that if it was a mild winter that we would be able to, do some of that work, but
So far,
it remains to
so
be seen
dismal.
whether that's a
Yeah.
possibility.
The climate is
I'll
cold.
get my as soon as I get the stuff from you, I'll work on it
There is global
immediately.
warming when you need it.
So I'll get it back to you in a week or two.
Yeah.
All
Okay.
right.
Perfect.
Okay. Jonathan's still working on the
Yeah, there's a
vouchers.
kind of a big stack here.
Yeah. Oh. Why are there so many?
They're all of them are normal. The only thing that we have that is different this month is the tax bill. So.
Okay, Mayor's report. I wanted to talk a little bit about the task force because I keep in touch with them. some things are working out really well. The goal of the task force, one of my goals for it was to encourage a spirit of volunteerism and get people to step up and do things. And we've had some success, and that one lawyer who's on it is actively looking to find an associate justice for us. When she retires and moves up here full time, she'd be a candidate either for justice or acting justice, but she can't make the commitment yet. Two people have stepped forward and offered to be like the webmasters.
We need that.
Yes, and one of them is well-schooled in WordPress, which is essential. And so I'm going to set up a meeting for them with Julie and Tim Temple, that we can begin to work on that. Then there's a group, I think you two are in this group, who are interested in helping on the design, decoration, improvements to Village Hall. And talking to Catherine, the person who did all this initially, Jill Califf, is prepared to start doing all that. And so we're going to set up a meeting for the committee with the volunteers, with Jill, to get that mobilized.
This,
Jill, who was that?
Califf.
She's done a lot of work that had to end before we got the grant, but she's done a lot of work about, paint schemes and we've talked about
furniture
and the design furniture and the design for
the bathroom. The did so nicely.
Yeah, she Jill designed the bathroom, the historic room as part of that, and that's a big part of what we have FEMA money for, is the sort of museum space kind of idea. So anyway, some of the things that we do on, I should point out that some of the things that we might want to do on the interior are not really covered under the FEMA grant. You know, they're just not. Furniture would be in that category. So I think we have to, we have to decide when we talk about, doing things to, beautify the building, what we're prepared to raise money for and what we already have money for.
So wait, is there a list of what FEMA money would be applicable?
I mean, yeah, we know. But I'm saying like, for example, furniture is not covered by FEMA.
I don't think we said not about
books. That's fine, yeah.
Well, we'll set up the meeting. Maybe you should be there too.
No, I'll be there. I'll come.
Yeah, Catherine and Julie will host it.
We'll have set up a meeting and we'll talk.
Yeah. There are also people, it's the wrong season for it, but who want to work with you on the old site.
Wrong season.
Yeah.
That's kind of also at the bottom of our list. I mean, we want to get stuff related to this building as a priority for the FEMA money in particular.
And Tom Kleiner keeps bringing up to me the...
Julie and I had a long conversation about the Betty Friedan plaque. And, we're just like looking at, what we want to do is we want to keep it here for now. We may eventually want to move it, but for now, I think we want to keep it here so that we can do the plan is to have a ceremony in the spring so that hopefully Muriel will be able to attend. And so we're trying to figure out a way to mount and to fix and mount the plaque. So anyway, that's underway.
Terrific. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if it stayed here.
Yeah, it might as well be here. But
because it'll be seen by more people,
right? And this would be like a nice, this would be a nice event for us to have in the spring. Also,
okay. Trustee reports. Catherine, you're up.
Yeah, so that's most of what's going on with me. I apologize for being so tardy in taking the tree down this year. We're a little late. We're a little late in the month, I think. But,
this is our own artificial tree.
Yeah, this is our artificial tree. Yeah. So
it'll stay green.
I'm not going to say that.
It's not going to drop any needles or anything. It's fine.
That's exactly true. Yeah.
Right. I shared with Pete Menichetti the posting in the Facebook group about the goats.
Oh, Cropsy, yeah.
That the goats, Cropsy Farm said, bring your trees here and
the goats will eat it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
It turned out that it was the wrong day, that they only do it like, I think, Thursday through Sunday. And
aren't the goats hungry all the time?
On Wednesday. Yes. Yeah. No, this is when Cropsy will take donations of dead Christmas trees.
Oh, my God. That's so interesting.
I know. I never knew that before. But, so it's up to Pete next year if he wants to coordinate. I told him.
That's fun.
I recommended like it to Pete because I think maybe it would save money for him.
Right. Yeah.
But we'll see about next year. So that'll be on your checklist.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
The tree.
Get her all.
The goats.
Okay, Jonathan, you want to make a motion?
Yes, there was. I just noticed one down here. The bill, this is for Allstate Tree Service. Is $6,900, but the voucher says $6,500. Did we adjust that, or I was just?
It says on the list.
That's what I put down. I don't know. Is there a mistake?
His bill was $6,900, and it says $6,500. Can I just pencil that in?
Change that to $69.
Okay.
Is that okay? Yeah.
With that amendment, Jonathan wants to move.
I move to approve the vouchers.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That's done. And now it's your turn, Jonathan.
Okay.
You don't have to stand.
I'm just handing these vouchers over. Well, the trail was cleaned up before all the snow came, so that is wonderful. That's part of what that bill was. And also additional was that tree that was near Jeff's property. That was the other part of the bill that the park used to cost $4,000. Then it was $5,000. It's like it was $5,500 plus $1,400 for that tree, which actually was a really difficult tree to take down because it was hung up in other trees. He gave us a really good price for that. I've checked the park and all the drains are open and not clogged. I unclogged the north drain at South Broadway when I was cleaning that out before all the snow came, and the guys came and cleaned up the rest of the trail. One of the things I asked was that the tree, and I'm referring also to Bart Rohde's report about that retaining wall. There's this tree that's on that retaining wall, and I thought he was going to take that down, but I think because of the weather, he hasn't taken that down. So we'll take that down when we can. That tree is actually maybe part of the problem from why the wall is bulging some, because its roots are probably deep in the back part of that wall. But I wanted him to remove that tree and actually take it off the wall to just reduce the weight there, and we'll handle that when the weather's better. Right now it's it's not really
maybe doable. At the next meeting we should go over this. And
we're doing an executive session.
We're doing an executive session. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No. Other than that, everything's been quiet up on the trail. People have been cross country skiing up there. It's a winter wonderland, and all is well.
Melissa, it's of yours.
Okay. So I was in Los Angeles before the fires broke out, and I stayed through the fires.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
I did.
And I just want to give people advice. All of your important papers, your car titles, your birth certificates, your social security card, all of those things should be so close to the exit door of your home so that in case you do have to evacuate, right. And we did one night. And that's not even my main residence, you know, so right. all of that stuff for me wasn't even there. But I can't imagine having a family with children and being given those warnings to leave. So I would just say, you know, mm-hmm. be prepared, have a go bag, not really a go bag, but certainly have all of your important paperwork close to your exit, and also maybe even in a fireproof safe, because you never know. I mean, homes burn down all over the country sometimes when you're not at home. So again, taking care of your documentation in a fireproof safe is important.
My dad had to evacuate twice. He rented a U-Haul and loaded all the papers and everything into it. And then it was 18 blocks from his house, which can probably, you know, get to your house in like 25 minutes.
Even with those winds.
Yeah. Like 90 mile an hour wind is, yeah. It, and he's, you know, they still are having winds and stuff, but he's back at home. He's unpacked his van twice. And a lot of his friends have lost everything.
Yeah.
Another good suggestion, keeping with that, is scan everything, save it on a thumb drive.
Yeah, or the cloud.
Or you can save it to the cloud, but you can have a thumb drive that you keep with your keys and just grab it and run. Worst case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So coming back home on Sunday. I did a little bit of follow-up work with the signage. I know we're going to work on that in the spring. Mm-hmm. So, Jonathan, I read this. I didn't print it because it's 43 pages, a lot of which isn't important. Mm-hmm. But it is the trail signage guidelines for mm-hmm. New York State Park System.
Oh, and fantastic.
Right, and it tells you, you know, for what areas, what materials, what size, what locations, suggestions, and everything.
Fantastic.
So I emailed this link to you. So if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, thank you.
And I thought it was really helpful. So
I will. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
I forgot to say something about Max Jacobs and the trees at the old Village Hall property that I need to speak to him about. He wants to cut down the tree there and also remove vines and stuff. That's all well and good, but I still haven't actually spoken to him, but I'll speak to him tomorrow and we're going to clean that up. But I still want the trees there to hold the hill in because it's very steep.
Yeah.
And that house still has a view. The trees are like 60 feet apart. So I already spoke to Joe about overseeing him doing that. He volunteered to do it for free, but I just don't want him to do too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to,
which house this has?
It's the house across the street from the old Village Hall property.
Eugene.
It was
Eugene's house, yes.
Eugene.
Yeah, it was Mary Cosgrove's house before. Yeah. It's a completely new house now. I mean,
They literally built it in 2 weeks. I was in Los Angeles. I know. When there was a house built.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like double the size.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that in my report, but please continue.
That's okay. I don't really have much more to do other than taking a little bit of time going over, again, liability issues for trails and our insurance policy. I think we're covered. I don't think that there's any need to increase our coverage at this point. The range is $1 million to $5 million, depending on the size of your municipality and the amount of public space and trails that you're offering. And I know that our coverage is $1 million, so I feel like we're in a good spot. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any need to increase it, my opinion.
How much would it cost to increase it to $5 million?
I don't know. I can find out tomorrow.
Sometimes the bump up is insignificant.
I can find out if you'd like me to.
I think it would be worth knowing just in case.
Perfect. All right. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
Because what are we being sued for now? Aren't we being sued?
Someone hit a tree.
No, I know, but how much is he asking?
I don't know. I have no idea. There wasn't any money. I know he was made an offer and he turned the offer down.
We should sue him on behalf of the tree.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Attorney's report?
Nothing, man.
Nothing, okay. We're going to go into executive session now, Susan and Charles.
Motion to adjourn and
adjourn into executive
into executive session.
Second, all in favor.
Aye. You can pause Zoom.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye, Fran.
Bye. Good night.
Susan, can I say one word?
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
February 18th.
That's the next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.